Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Clifton's here. I'm glad he's here, too. John is he's a friend of mine, but he's new to the show. So he makes him new to the show, a new friend of our show. He's a managing director of Gallup's Global Analytics. He's also a member of their executive committee and public release committee, and he's here to talk to us about some research they've been doing with people all over the world on what they think about happiness. John Clifton, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. You guys have been gracious enough to host me at your offices a couple of times in the past, and always enjoyed seeing you and all the folks there at Gallup, and so it's good to be able to return the favor, so to speak. So you guys, what made you decide to check on people to see how happy they were? What was the motivation?
Well, you know, for the past 70 years, leaders around the world have used traditional economic indicators to really gauge the health of a society. For example, if they want to know whether or not progress is being accomplished, they look at things like GDP per capita, household income. They'll even look at kind of traditional indicators like life expectancy.
Right.
The challenge with that is it doesn't tell the entire story about how somebody lives their life. There's another aspect to it, which is called subjective well-being, where you simply ask somebody, how is your life going? And quite frankly, they tell you.
You're reminding me of when I talk to small business owners out on Main Street. You know, if they say they're doing great, you know, how things going? Well, things are going great. You know, my business is good. We're making money, et cetera, et cetera. Then I always ask them, are you happy?
Exactly.
And I don't always get the same answer.
Well, another big thing is that you can do things economically that will actually give your society a jolt. For example, if you build a prison in the middle of the city, GDP right. will increase, but it doesn't necessarily mean that people's lives got better.
Right.
So that's exactly what we're trying to quantify.
Mm-hmm. So that was the thing. You rated you asked people how they see their life and how they experience their life, and they. That's two different ways that you think about this, isn't it? Explain the difference.
Right. Yeah, so in terms of how people see their life, in SurveySpeak, what we do is ask them, evaluate your life on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being the worst possible life and 10 being the best possible life. Where do you see your life today? That the rankings for that are actually, the data are used by the UN, and they come out with the World Happiness Report. And that's why the people who rate their lives the highest are the Danes. So Denmark gets the highest score,
6.5.
And then there's Switzerland, Iceland, Norway, and Finland. That's how they come up with their ranking. Gallup does another report, same data set, except we use a different set of questions on how people live their lives, which are things like, did you experience a lot of happiness all day yesterday? Or did you laugh and smile a lot, experience a lot of enjoyment? The people who top the list on that are actually Latin American, places like Paraguay, Guatemala,
right.
Honduras. So very different rankings, and the reason for that is because the drivers are so different.
Well, I'm looking at your research, and I'm not sure if you said to me, answer how you see your life and answer how you live your life. I'm not sure I'd be able. I might have to have a little more clarification.
Right. So you would probably, if I said to you, evaluate your life on a scale of 0 to 10. Most likely you would evaluate your life very highly. The reason for that are the drivers are things like whether or not you have a great job,
right?
Whether or not you make a comfortable amount of money.
Right.
Again, that's why you see the richest countries on the top of that mm-hmm. list. The other one on how you live your life has a very different set of drivers. When I ask you about whether or not you experience a lot of enjoyment or laugh and smile a lot, The things that drive that are social support, freedom, and generosity. Mm-hmm. So again, Jim, I think you'd probably score very well on that. But that's because of the close relationships you have with your family. You experience a lot of freedom, and of course, you're a very generous guy.
Well, and you know, this is hitting home to me with not any research that I've done, but just some anecdotal memories that I have of some of the wealthiest people I know are some of the unhappiest people I know, and some of the poorest people I know are some of the happiest people I know.
Well, so what you're saying is statistically true. So on both metrics in the United States, what we found in terms of looking at household income, on life evaluation, on the 0 to 10 ranking, the more money you make, the higher you evaluate your life. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. But on exactly what you said about happiness, after $75,000 of income in the United States, money makes much less of an impact in terms of how you live your life. So whether or not you actually laugh and smile a lot, after that 75K of household income, it doesn't really change how you live.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, I've said for a long time, I've said on this show that if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff. What do you think?
Well, I think that's very accurate. Except I would say one thing to that, because there are all cultures around the world, particularly Latin America. As I mentioned, some of the poorest countries in the world, Guatemala, wealth isn't driving what makes them live a great life. So despite the fact that they have low income, they still find a way to have fun.
No, that's exactly right. And it's very interesting. You know, you mentioned the Danes and I think you, in your report, you mentioned Sweden, maybe. I'm not sure. But, I've been in that part of the world, and the funny thing that I was there at midsummer a couple of times, and that's like their happiest time of the year, right? Because the days are the longest. Mm-hmm. And I said to them one time, I said, "You guys are so happy here." I said this to the Swedes. I said, "You guys are so happy here. I really love being here. You're so nice. You're so happy." They said, "Yeah, you'll like us in midsummer, but don't come back in January. You won't like us in January." So
well, that's,
I wonder maybe you need to ask the Scandinavians what time of year you ask makes a difference. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, and I think that's why there's a debate. And, you know, the World Happiness Report says it's Denmark. But again, it would appear that metric on life evaluation is more of a proxy for income. So we're essentially asking them, are you wealthy or not? Whereas Gallup's metrics on whether or not you laughed and smiled a lot the day before the interview is probably a better proxy for happiness. So if you ask me, I would probably say that it's not Denmark that's happiest. It's probably Latin America.
Right. I see what you're saying. Is there a website you want to give us before we take a quick break?
Absolutely. Gallup.com.
Yeah, GALLUP.com. Check it out, folks. John Clifton and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. 20 after. Stay with us.
Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's five swaggins flutter your mind. In the sense of peppermint.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.